All right, back with you here on The Fan. Once again, I want to thank Mike Pereira from Fox for being in studio for the last hour and 20 minutes. I also want to thank Phil Simms of CBS Sports for joining us. Great radio. I hope you had a chance to listen to it. If not, you can go to the podcast at khtk.com, and you can listen to both Mike Pereira and Phil Simms. You can also listen to the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen, who joins me now. And Coach, always good to have you on each and every Monday. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, Grant, I'm doing all right.
Listen, let's just get right to it, and let's start with the defense, Coach. More points over the first four games allowed than any year of the Raiders except for in the early 60s. Where does it start defensively, and how do you correct it?
Well, I think it starts with everybody. I mean, I think it starts with we got to find out a good plan that our guys can execute, and then our guys got to go out there and perform and execute and make the plays they're capable of making. So I think the bye week comes at a good time for us. We get a chance to come in here and look at what we're doing and who we're asking to do those things. And we get a chance to evaluate it and see where we need to make corrections or where we need to get better.
And that leads me to a Twitter question. You can follow the Raiders on Twitter, at Raiders, and the question comes from at Estevan Casas. And the question is, Coach, what is your biggest concern going into the bye week?
Well, I think it's the fact that we're 1-3 and we hadn't played well, and we've got to get better. We've got to figure out what we can do, and give our guys a chance to be successful. I think if there's an area of the team that or an area within the game that we've got to make significant improvement, it's third down. Our third down percentage on defense is not good enough. We're not getting off the field when we need to on third down. And we're not converting enough third downs and keeping our offense on the field. So that's probably one of the biggest areas that we got to make improvement.
Yeah, time of possession certainly has been lopsided the last couple of games. I had Phil Simms on last hour, and without me even asking Phil, he was extremely complimentary of what he saw in Carson Palmer. And we know about what happened last year, and listen, he came in off the couch, and the Raiders expect him to be the quarterback, and it takes time. Are you satisfied? I know you're not scoring a lot of points, but when you look at just the quarterback play, is he meeting your expectations?
Yeah, I think Carson's. I think Carson's meeting the expectations. I think that he's been able to stand in there and deliver the ball on occasion under some duress, and so I think Carson's played well. And obviously, hey, listen, this is a team game, and we need 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, 11 guys in the kicking game executing on every play for us to chance. For us to have a chance to be successful. And we haven't gotten that enough on a consistent basis.
Coach, you talked about the bye week coming at a good time. Most coaches don't like the bye week this early in the season, but with everything that's happened to your football team the last 2 weeks, are you happy that it's coming at this time?
Well, I mean, I think it comes at a time where we get a chance to heal up a little bit. Hopefully we'll get some guys back and get a chance to sit down and do a little soul searching and see where we're at as a football team and try to get corrections because we got a lot of football left to play and we need to make some corrections and we need to do it in a hurry.
Yeah, we're talking with Coach Allen right here on The Fan. The morale of the team, do you worry about things like that when you go through a rough first four games of the season where you're 1-3?
Well, I mean, I think obviously you're always worried about the morale of the team. I mean, the good thing is our guys came in today and although they were very disappointed in the outcome of the game, they're ready to get back to work. And they understand that we've got a job to do, and we're all in this thing together, and we're going to come together as a team, and we're going to stay together, and we're going to get this thing corrected.
Coach, Darren McFadden is such a prolific running back. He can do so many things, but other than the one long run against Pittsburgh, we've really yet to see him get in the space and be effective. What is it going to take? What is the problem with not having Darren McFadden have – this obviously starts with the offensive line, but what are some of the issues that you see with the lack of production from his position?
Well, I think, everybody looks at one area and says, this is the overall problem, but there's a lot of things that go into that. I mean, we can't continue to chase points. When you get down in the second half and get in a situation where you're chasing points and trying to play catch up, it's hard to get the run game going on a consistent basis. We've got to play better as a football team, and we've got to make improvement so that we can run the ball more effectively. And I think as the game stays in the normal situations, I think we'll be able to run the ball effectively.
What about you, Coach? Just the first time around as a head coach in the NFL, I mean, how tough is this on you? How do you deal with this?
Well, you put your head down and you keep working and you keep grinding. And I've done that throughout my whole career. I'm going to continue to do that. And listen, we're going to get things corrected. We're going to get things fixed. And we're going to get better.
Coach, the first drive of the second half yesterday, there was a play, I think it was right in front of the Raiders bench, where Denarius Moore caught a ball, and he was ruled just short of a first down. They showed the replays on TV, and it looked like he definitely did have the first down. Was there any thought of challenging that? Did the information come down at all at that point in time?
Yeah, the replay that we got was inconclusive as to whether it was a first down or not. Still, after watching it on the coach's copy today, I'm still not sure whether or not it was a first down or not. And the referee's explanation or the official's explanation to me was that when he caught the ball, he was untouched and rolled backwards behind the line. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are some things that are snap judgment things that you have to make in a confined amount of time. And I felt like at that point in time, having already used a successful challenge, but with it not being conclusive in our minds, to use a challenge, and if you didn't get it, that'd be your last challenge. You'd be out of the challenges for the rest of the game. I didn't feel like it was the right thing to do.
I'm curious, from where you were standing on the sideline when you saw it live, did you think it was a first down?
You know, I was down a little bit further, so it was hard for me to tell exactly where it was. But the first thing we did was, call upstairs and try to get an idea upstairs from what the replay was showing, and really it was inconclusive.
The first challenge that was successful, I'm curious your philosophy on dealing with challenges. Is there a risk-reward in certain challenges? In other words, I believe that prevented them from getting a first down, but they still had a chance. Correct me if I'm wrong here, it was like an 8 or a 9 yard gain. Can you talk about your philosophy in dealing with challenges? Is it just based on the flow of the game?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it, and I think you got to have a good, a strong feeling that you're going to win the challenge, and we've won our challenges this year. So, but I think it's part of the flow of the game, and sometimes you got to look at if it's a first down or not a first down, and you get a chance to get off the field. I think that's something that you would consider challenging.
Did you notice a difference in the way the game was officiated yesterday?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought it went smooth. There wasn't any big delays. So, I think we got great officials. I think they did a good job of officiating the game yesterday, and we played the game.
What about the latest injury report from yesterday? Any super concerns?
No, nothing that came out of the game from yesterday. We've still got some guys that are going to be missing a little bit of time, but hopefully we'll be getting some guys back here soon.
And one of those guys could be maybe a DHB with the bye week. I mean, it is obviously coming at a good time. And that's the one thing you have not yet had as a coach of this team. You have not had all your skill people on the field at the same time. I mean, that's got to be unbelievably frustrating.
No, yeah, but it's part of the game. Yep. Everybody has to deal with injuries, and we're not going to use injuries as any sort of crutch. We've got to go out and take NFL football players and win NFL games, and that's what we're going to do. But yeah, DHB should be out at practice tomorrow, and he'll get a chance to practice, and then we'll continue to evaluate him.
Final question, Coach: what is the schedule for your team on this bye week?
Well, with the new CBA, you have to give the players off 4 consecutive days. So we'll practice Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll give them the four consecutive days off on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we'll be back getting ready for Atlanta on Monday.
And I would think that you give a message to these players before they leave, right? It's not a vacation. I understand that it's the collective bargaining agreement. You can only do so much, but you're expecting guys to maintain at least working out and things of that nature, correct?
Well, we're professionals,
right?
And we got a job to do. And so, we've got to make sure that we take care of ourselves and make sure that we keep ourselves in the best possible condition and give ourselves the best chance to be successful when we go to Atlanta next week.
Coach, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Grant.
Yep, that's Coach Allen right here on The Fan. If you want to respond to anything the coach said, give me a call at 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Jason in Rockland. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Grant. I really liked your interview with Phil Simms, and I know you're a Carson Palmer hater. And I just
No, I'm not a Carson Palmer hater. That's not true at all.
Well, week in, week out, you just say he looks terrible, and since week one, he hasn't looked terrible.
I haven't said that he looks terrible. What I've said is I don't think he's the answer for this team, a quarterback long term, and I've said that I think his best football is behind him. I've never said that he's terrible, and I don't hate Carson Palmer. I happen to really like him.
I think he probably thinks a little different of you. I mean,
listen, Jason, let me explain something to you, all right? Carson Palmer doesn't give a damn what Grant Napier thinks of him, okay?
Of course.
He could care less what I think of him. This is not personal. I like Carson Palmer as a person. He's been very nice to me whenever I have him on the radio. I personally feel that the Raiders erred in giving as much as they did to get him, all right? That's an opinion. It has nothing to do all with right. like or dislike, so stop it.
I mean, but what would we really give him? We gave up a first round and a second round pick?
That's a lot.
For Phil Simms thinks that he has a possibility of giving the Raiders a lot here in the near future.
And I hope Phil Simms is right. I hope
he
does.
Look what Carson Palmer has to work with. Look at his numbers. I mean, with everything around him.
And I've said that.
He's put up top seven quarterback numbers in the league.
Jason,
right now.
I don't know how often you listen to me, but I was unbelievably complimentary of Carson Palmer last week after the Pittsburgh game.
You were.
And I came on today and I said, hey, the Raiders, because someone was critical of Carson Palmer, and I said, hey, let me tell you something. Carson Palmer is the least of the Raiders' worries right now, and I firmly believe that. So, let's be fair here, all right?
You're right. I take that back. You are 100% right. I mean, he's been a warrior out there. He's taken a beating.
Yes, he has.
Beating. But I appreciate it. But great interviews today with Mike Pereira and Phil Simms. I really enjoyed it. So like your show, but keep it up.
All right, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. All right. Hey, I understand the emotions in sports. Trust me, I'm the same way. But I mean, and I'm on record. I don't think the Raiders should have gone out and gotten Carson Palmer. But with that said, I think he's played well this year, and he's the least of their problems right now. He is the least of their problems. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, I think Carson Palmer, he has played better than I thought he was going to play. Plain and simple. He has played better than I thought he would. And again, he's the least of the problems. When you look at Darren McFadden, all right, I don't get this. I don't understand how McFadden has been bottled up. I mean, Darren McFadden normally exploits Denver. He's always played extremely well. But it's frustrating on both sides of the ball. But, I mean, the Raiders, they couldn't get to Manning all day. And that was even after J.D. Walton hurt his ankle and was replaced by a backup, and they still couldn't get to him. It's frustrating. All right, let's get to Robert in Dixon. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Grant. Thanks for taking my call. Long time, no chat.
What's happening, buddy?
Oh, not too much. Hey, a couple things. First, before I even get into the Raider game, one of the things I did hear yesterday is that the Raiders are on a short list for an L.A. Coliseum, and, Raider fan and Kings fan now have something in common. Now's the time to be getting in with the city council to push them to make a deal to keep these teams where they're at. We got them. We got to keep them. So that's that. But the game, it's funny when I hear people try to quote you and what you said. I, too, have never heard you say Carson's terrible. However, what I saw yesterday, kind of some of the same things I saw with Jamarcus Russell in that he didn't have a lot of time to throw the ball. He's getting smacked. He's picking himself off the ground. And then the defense, you know, unfortunately, you've got guys like McClain that were out of position. So many plays, I lost count. And like you said, you know, they're not getting to Peyton Manning. You give that guy enough time to get in that hurry up, and you're done. Especially in that thin air, you're wearing out, and you're done. So what are you going to do? You know, now it's time to reload, regroup, and figure out how to get some pressure on these next quarterbacks. Matt Ryan is no slouch, and he's not going to give up anything, and, you know,
yep.
He's going to be tough on you.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's get to Brian in New Jersey. Hello, Brian.
How are you?
Good.
We're not winning or losing these games because of Carson Palmer.
Correct. I
mean, it's the defense. We have three sacks or one sack the whole entire year.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's awful. Until the last game against Pittsburgh, we hadn't had a turnover.
Right.
So, you know, you take a look at that. Teams don't win when they have zero sacks and three turnovers through four games.
Bingo.
That and the fact is the offensive line is not creating any holes for McFadden.
Bingo.
So if they could do these things, then they would win games. But it's not Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer, yes. I agree with you. They shouldn't have traded. They panicked last year, Hugh Jacks. But he's not the reason we're winning or losing. Had all these other things been in place, Palmer is good enough to do what he's supposed to do. My biggest concern is, why are we regressing from last year with the same cast of characters? Is it because of Allen? Because there's a lot of people that called for the firing of Hugh Jacks and even called for the firing of Tom Cable after 2-8-8 seasons. We've actually taken a step backwards.
Yeah, it does appear you've taken a step backwards. Now, there's a lot of football left, and things can change in a hurry in this league, but right now it does not look great. I appreciate your call. We'll be coming back with more. This is the Grant Napier Show on 1140 The Fan.